It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 841.
What's happening, guys? What is going on? Coming in a little tired this morning. Mm-hmm. You and I have both had about 5 hours sleep. Not the same bed. Wouldn't be a problem if we did.
You were in Bodie's and I was with Amy and the King. No, we're in our different houses.
Yeah.
And we will simultaneously, we're doing a bit of a, what do we call it? Watch party. Yeah.
I think it was just you and I watching at the point, at later in the night. So, David Blaine, the magician, the frog eater, the card tricker, he did something pretty wacky. And it's so weird, like, I mean, there's not many people in the world that just, see something when they're young and then thinks, I'll do that when I'm older. Like, hold on to a bunch of helium balloons and float away into the sky 25,000 feet up and then parachute down. That's what he did. And thanks to YouTube, we got to watch the whole thing unfold. And I know,
what you expected?
JJ, you're... Well, I didn't think... So, it started at 10:30 p.m. last night.
10:55, yeah.
10:55 p.m. and I went to bed at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And you stayed up just for that. I actually got through 5 hours of work as well as watching that. It was so good. Like, the work I had to do, like, I didn't get to do... Literally, you and I did the show yesterday and then I couldn't... I did some, like, fucking bookkeeping or, like, admin shit in between, sent some emails. But then I got in a full day of work from, like, 7 p.m., till whatever, 1 a.m.
You're a shift worker.
But mate, it's so annoying because I know I'm quite productive late at night, but it's not a good thing. Anyway, I wouldn't normally do it, but I could, like, because it was live, I got caught up in that. I'm like, fuck. You see him sort of just like it unraveling. The guy goes from sort of cool, calm, collected, talking with Marquez Brownlee.
Yeah.
And then next minute, he's fucking yelling at people.
How good are the blow-ups? Like, the blow-ups are, like, just a lot of, what did that guy say? There was just, like, a lot of passive comments going back and forth where it's just, well, like, you know.
The thing is, he's about to risk his life. Like, you have blow-ups and we're not risking our lives doing what we do. He is literally, if anything goes wrong, he's dead in front of his kid. It was so bizarre. Like, he's giving his daughter a kiss as he goes off and she's got her fingers crossed, daddy's going to die.
God. I'm sorry you misunderstood was what one of the rigging guys was saying when they were setting everything up.
It's the feeling when you're moving house, to be honest. It's like, you didn't... No, put the end up higher. Like, you just end up having to be so descriptive, but you're in a bit of a, you know, freak out mode.
Actually, that's a funny parody. A YouTube... Because then there's the filming bit as well. Like, imagine doing the blow-ups, but then bring to it, it's like... YouTube's live streaming the whole thing. And so it's just like, you're trying to fucking...
Yeah.
You can help me with this fucking... hi, YouTube, you know, just hi viewers.
I wonder if he reflects on it and thinks, I was pretty like, you know, demanding. But I reckon he's like, nah, I have to be... This is my life if I don't get the right answer. The one thing I took away was... They said the brain, so they had like they were patched through to him when he's 20,000 feet up in the air. They're talking to people on the ground, or he is. And the guy talking said, the brain's trust has said, go for it. And I was like, I want a brain's trust.
You can have a brain. I'll be a brain's trust. You need a second brain.
Well, no. Well, you're relying on, that's two brains away for me. Yeah. Three brains at play. No, but just being able to have that ultimate trust that you can say, who's your person? Like, who's your person that you would never question ever?
About
if,
what?
I guess it's very...
Like, if Brie brings something up in, like, admin or something. I'm believing her. Like, yeah, it's all good.
Okay. Okay.
But it's interesting because they, so there's a hypoxia that happens where it's like you go, it's hypoxia, that's what it's called, yeah?
When hypoxia? They go like, is it hypoxia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's hypoxia?
Hypoxia is the is that training, the rip-off weight loss training.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Hypoxia.
What is it called?
Hypoxia is a condition in which a body or region of the body is deprived of adequate oxygen supply to the tissue level. Yeah.
And so they were worried that as he went higher up that he would get hypoxia. And so they had a team. It's this weird thing where he's trying to reach these milestones. So it's like he's got oxygen. He's got all of the things that you need, but he doesn't want to use them until he absolutely has to. And he was, he had a bunch of mates that were just purely there to ask him quirky personal questions in case he has hypoxia, they can check.
Well, because you start getting, it's like you're drunk and you become disorientated and like then he can't put his parachute on and, you know. Yeah. Fucking do the right thing to survive. And so
what was your favorite moment in the whole thing?
Well, the favorite moment for me was when, because just to paint the scene, it's he's, you know, strapped his arm to these big set of balloons and he goes up and he doesn't have a parachute on. So the first bit, like, he's just hanging there. He does have a harness on strapped to it, but basically he has no parachute. So if the balloons popped or somehow he fell, he's dead. And so he gets to a certain height where then he initiates stage two, where it's bringing down the parachute with this like little pulley system. And then he has to unbag it, drop the bag off and put his arm into the parachute and then put the whole parachute on while fucking 7,000 feet in the air. Absolute lunatic. That moment though, God, he had a lower heart rate than I did. My heart rate was fucking high.
How much of this is theatre? So, like, he didn't have to do that. It's obviously he wanted the shot. The funny thing is he's like, man, I want to get a clean shot of me without the backpack on, like, so it look like, so it's like, you know, the proper sort of silhouette. But in reality, he's got so many batteries and transmitters attached to him. He looks like he's fucking bloated. Like, he's got like such a... He looks like he's wearing a fat suit or something.
But, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That was my favourite bit, putting the parachute on. Just that it's... But this is why. I think it's why he did it, because it's... There's so much at stake. The moment you're holding the parachute in your arms, or you've put your arm through it... Like, my arsehole was clenched.
Okay. But what about the theatre of the where he's going to land? Like, at the like before he went up and they're just showing on a screen? Do you think was the... So, the guy who's organising it all, was his name Luke? I can't remember. The guy who's done 20,000 jumps previously. Anyway, he's explaining to David, this is where you need to land. And I don't know if this is a shtick that David was doing just to sort of elevate the tension. But he's like, where is that? Like, no, which way? Like, he didn't fucking... He's like, I don't have a good sense of a direction. And I'm thinking, surely, like, because he's getting confused of like, oh, wait, is the green bit where I'm landing? Like,
well, you see in these high pressure situations, communicating is tough.
It's like a road trip.
Just saying, like, which way? Which way? Like, so look, he asked at one point, what way is the wind going? And the guy didn't answer it. He just said, land towards the airport.
Yeah.
And then he's like, so.
Yeah, it was like airport facing furious. Or something. But like, there's all these things. It's like when someone says, oh, camera left stage. Like, we haven't completely as a society nailed down how we're going to communicate the lefts and rights in every scenario.
Yeah. Anyway, it was all a success, and we've got a couple of tired babies on the show, and I'm sure
that's all we've got to talk about. Like, that's what I do want to become. I want to become a weatherman.
Well, there was weather experts that predicted exactly how it would go. I mean, they're probably using fucking technology to work this shit out. But there was a lot of bragging going on. There was a lot of, I'm a weather expert, mate. I can fucking get my oxygen levels up. I've done 20,000. What's your brag? What are you bragging about?
Oh, I started listening to podcasts in 2005.
Yeah, I mean, usually bragging's very sort of driven by the ego.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, I guess it's nothing wrong with it. It's like pumping up your own tires. A bloke once said behind my back, oh, Tommy's got tickets on himself. And I got fired up about it. I was like, really? Fucking, someone's gotta fucking buy the tickets. And they're my tickets. That's funny. I was so annoyed about it. But yeah, I mean, what else could you brag about?
I mean, so yeah, there's like what I would personally brag about.
Yeah, what would you come up with a brag for me and I'll come up with a brag for you. What do you got for me?
So it's got to be tangible, right? Like it's got to be something. There's heaps.
I'm not the kind of guy that would brag. I think we do. I think what you just mentioned is what you brag about, even if you don't want to.
Yeah. So what do you brag about? What do you brag about? Like, well, the joke we used to always make, great dad. I'm a fucking great, like, just fucking walking. I'm a great, but you are a great dad. I get that.
Oh, thanks.
But also, you never actually said I'm a great dad. You were just you were determined to make that like a thing, like just being a great dad.
Yeah. Believe and achieve.
Yeah. what is? I'm just fuck it, like there's something skateboard, like electric skateboard related.
Oh yeah,
maybe. Like, oh, just really good at. Oh, actually, you know what? The testosterone stuff. You love to brag about that. Just like fuck, I've got so much testosterone. It's just.
Oh yeah, and I was right about it. Yeah, it was off the fucking Richter.
Yeah, yeah, which explains the toxic masculinity.
Yeah, 100%. Imagine, like, think about the things that we did, like that nowadays. Like, even just going to get your bloods done for something as dumb as that.
Yeah,
like we were in a time where, just with the new COVID normal, whatever that means. The shit that we've done. Even a year ago, even the start
of this
year.
Is this you bragging?
Nah, I'm just like trying to think. I've tried to save us some moments
traveling,
in my
mind. For me, it's always about I've been to this place and this place.
Yeah, yeah, you've been to 100 countries or a lot. You've been to a lot. No, I mean, but so we're going into, we were just talking before the show started about how there's been a leaked document of the plan coming out of stage 4 restrictions in Melbourne. For one, where's this doc? Is this on email? Because you can track who's fucking taken it and sent it.
Yeah.
Unless they've seen it on a person's computer and screenshot it. Like, are we actually having documents leaked? Is this actually what's happening, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it was very sort of unexciting because when you think about, like, even for a guy who's pretty sort of not pessimistic on this stuff but just understands that it's going to be a long road, seeing the changes of being like you can go from doing 1 hour of personal exercise to 2 hours over 2 1-hour blocks, I was like, oh wow, that's like, that really is still being very locked down.
100%. I think that's why this, like, well, you got either a leaked document if it was going to be all opened up and it's all good and we're like fucking kicking goals, doesn't have the same weight as a leaked document where, you know how we said 6 weeks, it's actually going to be another 2 after the 6, basically.
Do you think Dan Andrews is doing a Kanye?
In what way?
Leaking his own stuff.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, true. I mean, fuck, dude. I was listening to
Build Hype for a first album on Sunday.
I was listening to the Flagrant podcast.
What's it called?
Flagrant.
Okay.
With
what does that mean?
What's Flagrant? Andrew Schultz. But just like when you, I'm just on that sort of people leaking their own stuff, like the stuff that's being leaked at the moment over in the States in the lead up to the election. It's ridiculous. And it's not even like, a photo of Bill Clinton getting a massage by one of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. And this photo is 15 years old, and it's just coming out now. And it just so happens that it was leaked on Monday when Bill was doing some speech. And then Michelle Obama, there was a thing leaked of her saying about Jeffrey Epstein. Who's that fucking dirty, disgusting Hollywood guy?
Weinstein.
Weinstein, Weinstein's great. He's one of my great friends or something. And like, and she was talking as well. And so the point is that people do hold shit. Like you think, oh, who would actually leak their own stuff or who holds stuff? Like the game of the political game in the States, like people are holding onto photos for 15 years and then dropping them. And the good point around this stuff was the photos. Back 15 years ago, like when these photos were taken, there was no iPhone getting a high-quality picture. There was photographers around. And so then there's the push of like people were doing it to hold power. And so it was like they knew back then, fuck, we need to get this on footage to then manipulate them later in life. And so, I mean, that's taken away from Dan Andrews leaking a document, but... Nah, I mean, there's low level for Dan having something like that leaked. Like, it's a bit annoying.
Yeah, yeah. I guess there's obviously going to be stakeholders that are like, we need to know now. People need to know now. People need to be planning now. There's always going to be that sort of pushback.
Well, there could be someone in the Liberal Party that has connections to the Labor Party and doesn't really have allegiance to the Liberal Party.
Also, you've got
to
consider.
I'll just send this over to mate. Send this over to JJ.
You've got to consider if they're because of the federal government, I guess, being somewhat involved in all of these different things, or at least they're having some form of comms. It would be going to, I would think, the federal government as just a nice to know, and so you'd think that the opportunity for leaking would be high, but you know. I'm an epidemiologist, not sort of a political scientist.
Yeah. You're more about the real ins and outs of the virus.
Yeah. If you want to know about the sort of
the infections. I mean, there was something this week about, as an epidemiologist, you'd appreciate this. bee venom rapidly killing cancerous cells, breast cancer cells.
That's good, isn't it?
And Reese Mitchell sent this to us. Individually.
And he was part, like, I actually haven't written back to his last message. I'm like, man, that's great. He's like, post about it. Did he say that to you? Put it on.
No,
like,
he didn't say that to me.
It's very funny.
But he told a funny story of being in an Uber and he thought the guy was crazy. And he's like, this guy had bees in his glove box and was saying how he had cancer and he was stinging himself with a bee stinger, all to get rid of cancer. And so, imagine being the
cancer?
Guy that...
Did the guy have cancer?
He was talking about cancer and getting rid of cancer.
It's good for your health. I don't know if it was specifically cancer.
He was stinging down his spine.
Yeah, that's
imagine being the guy that no one believes. You sting your spine with fucking bees and you got to drive Uber in LA. And everyone thinks you're crazy. But you're actually onto it. I mean, that's the thing about, like, in life, getting the accolade doesn't necessarily come in your lifetime. Like, imagine doing the thing in your lifetime. You're like, fucking nobody gives a shit. Yeah,
the Daily Talk Show becomes big in 2050. You know?
What's going to happen? Who's going to be hosting it? Should we set up like a .org that can pay the server fee or something moving forward?
Let's speak to Venture IP. And on that, if you need shared hosting, use promo code TDT. Is it TDTS? I think it was TDTS. You get 50% off shared WordPress or shared hosting.
Shared hosting, mate. Sounds like you're across it, but mate, they fucking look after us. They look after us and our multiple sites that they're running at. But we do need that sort of, we want that 50-year plan,
Yeah.
We want to work out, what do you do with, say, all the domains you own? What do you do with them? What do you do with them in, for the future? Like, how long do you hold on to shit?
Yeah. Well, digitally? I just keep holding on to things until I'm like, this one I don't need anymore. But there is that.
What about
whole,
emails? Email addresses?
Yeah. Like, that's what. There's probably a piece of work that we need to do in saying to our partners, hey, here's the. I'm going to put this thing somewhere, like this password somewhere. And so if everything, if something happens, you can go to that. Because there was the story of the, I spoke about it, the guy who had all the crypto keys or whatever.
Mm.
And it was like millions and millions of dollars, like $100 million or something, wasn't it? Yeah. It was lost in some sort of exchange.
lost it all.
Just on the COVID thing, the David Blaine thing, very interesting to watch an event that is very sort of team-orientated, close during COVID.
Mm. They were in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, LA, I'm seeing photos from LA. Like, people are at the beach. People are at restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
It's much different. I mean, they're further
but
down.
But there's no shaking hand. Like, you sort of, you see these moments that pre-2020, they would shake hands. And so it was interesting just seeing the little bit of trepidation when it comes to those sort of like, oh, hey, we've got blood, like, and they're sort of just a little bit further away than normal.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you were to do something in that team, if you were to be a specialist, which specialist do you think was the coolest?
I mean, the coolest is that guy who's done the 20,000 jumps.
Mm-hmm.
He's done some crazy shit.
Yeah. And like, he was just fucking orchestrating the whole thing, which is like, just, he was just a real top dog. I just like how casual he is, but he's fucking running around and making sure everyone's... I just pick up on the little things where it's like 3G, go or no go. Like saying all these words to like check everyone's departments and fucking got the helicopter. Helicopter pilot would be sick.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. The balloons,
mm-hmm.
So he dropped from the big, big pack of balloons. Where did they go? So, they had cameras on them?
Yeah. So they've got, do you know what squibs are?
Nah.
So squibs are used. So when I was doing... VCA, like film and TV, they had an armourer do training with us.
Stop bragging.
That's a good brag.
Highly educated.
But more sort of practical. But so an armourer came and we used squibs, and it's when you're, say, doing a scene where there's a shootout or whatever, you need to create something that looks like they're being shot. So a squib's explosive, like it's a tiny little detonator thing. But what they do from a film and TV perspective is they put like a blood sort of what would you call it? Like a bag.
It's a little satchel.
Thing. Yeah. And so then when it detonates, it then, you know, squirts blood everywhere. Anyway, so they were using, I heard them say squib, like they're talking about squibs or whatever.
Yeah,
in the balloons. And so because they understood all of the weather stuff, they can control the whole balloon like system based on getting rid of weight for one thing. Yeah. So they had all of this sand that they could let go if they needed to make it go higher.
Okay.
But they also had the squibs to be able to pop some of the big balloons.
Wow. And so then popping it would mean it's going to come down, and so they just popped them and then got it hovering down.
I haven't actually seen, like, so we went to bed at 2.
Yeah,
I haven't seen what's happened since.
Yeah, well, I safe to say that like a million penguins have died from that plastic. Yeah. There's been a max. Actually, penguins are now extinct thanks to David Blaine. It's his biggest magic trick he's ever done.
Yeah, he tried to swallow one. Yeah, it is. It is interesting. I mean, Bree said, it's like our moon landing. not quite. But
dude,
it's,
imagine if you didn't stay up for the moon landing and you stayed up for David Blaine's magic trick. just, if the moon landing, I'll stay up for a 10-hour session. Mm.
I would love more of this shit. I think that we need this in 2020.
It is good. More
crazy live streams like this.
It is fucking great. I feel for all the tech people panicking about the audio issues. And just
So the audio, like, man, when they, so just before they took off, this is my theory.
Yeah.
They hadn't done a run through with every single transmitter, receiver, all on him and the microphones. And so hearing the interference sound. And then you can hear it and you're like, fuck. And Bree's like, are they going to fix that? She's not fucking, wasn't happy about the sound. Thank you, Bree, for the coffee. Wasn't happy about the sound. And then you see there's this panic because you're like, fuck, they're going to have to do something. But I'm just imagining this soundo trying to fucking run down to try and get the mic sorted. And it's just that thing because it's like right at this, like the pivotal moment where it's like, we've got to go.
Yeah.
And they're like fucking, oh no, we just need to try and get the mic thing. And they just fucking let it go.
Oh, dude.
How pissed would you much be?
I wonder how much they spent, YouTube spent on that whole
thing. What do you reckon? My guess was 5 million? Billion?
Yeah. 5 million, maybe even more.
Yeah.
Just on
YouTube the budget, team and the, David Blaine.
It's phenomenal that companies like, I mean, they've got enough money, but they're spending money on doing shit like this.
Uh-huh.
New space, love it.
So he was meant to do it across the Hudson River.
That would have been so cool. Seeing New York City, or was it upstate or something?
Don't know.
Couldn't have gone New York City. It comes down on Fifth Ave in a parachute, like fucking Batman. Yeah. Anyway, how are you feeling after only 5 hours sleep? I know this is probably normal for a bunch of gronks, but
yeah.
For this a baby is, like JJ.
Yeah, this is big. Why are they writing about David Blaine? They should be writing about me. I'm going to be bragging about this all day.
It's magical that you even appeared today.
Well, I did message you. I said, obviously, like 8:30 might not happen. No, but I feel it's going to annoy some people me saying this. I feel a bit jet lagged.
Are your lips chapped?
Yeah, but that's all the orange juice I'm having.
No, mine are chapped too, just from late night. But anyway, have a great Thursday, Gronks. One Trick Tony has just dropped. Yeah, make sure you go and have a listen to that.
The title is Naked on a Treadmill, I believe. So you'll have to listen to find that. It's pretty horrendous, that story. But all right, thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Thursday, as TJ said. If you want to send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Chloe, if you're listening, thank you for your email. Chloe said, hey, I stumbled across your Instagram account and the logo was very familiar and it took me a few days to work out what was going on, but it turns out that she works across the road from us.
Yeah, and she'd spotted the logo out in the wild because we all wear it.
Mm.
Everyone's wearing the jumpers. So merch pays to embed your logo in people's minds.
Who would have thought? All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. hi@thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us that email. And Dan Murphy's just sent me an email. Hey, Josh Jansen, someone sent me a gift. It's being dished.
It's probably, are you sure? Or is it
spam?
Spam.
Keep don't an open eye it, on mate. The delivery phishing and update SMS.
Phishing link. Don't touch it.
Okay, I won't. Well, that's exciting.
All right, mate.
Catch you guys. Bye.
See you guys.